Hey there, and welcome to Not Your Average Counsellor, the podcast that's here to shake up your perspective on life, love, relationships, and everything in between. I am your host, V. Vinci, and let me tell you, I am not your run-of-the-mill counsellor, and I'm on a mission to help you uncover the key to unlocking your fullest potential. You see, I've been around the block a few times, and I've probably gathered more life experience than four therapists put together. From battling a brain tumour, to divorce, marriage, grief, parenthood, and supporting my son come out the other side of a life-threatening illness, I've been through it all and then some. So I get my clients, I understand their pain, hurt, and challenges on a very deep level. But what truly sets me apart is my approach. I'm all about keeping it real, keeping it simple, and keeping it effective. Because complexity, well, that's the enemy of progress, and that's why I'm a firm believer in the KISS principle. Because let's face it, life is complicated enough already. This podcast is your passport to a more rewarding and simpler perspective on life. My aim is to help you understand the why that drives your thoughts and actions to create change, embrace growth, and create the life you truly want. So sit back, relax, and buckle up for some truth bombs, laughter, and a whole lot of inspiration. Let's dive in. Not Your Average Counsellor is rated PG. Parental guidance is definitely recommended. Today, we are diving into a topic that touches us all, anger and rage. So these really powerful emotions can be overwhelming, but I'm going to explore how emotional regulation and personal growth can help us manage them. So anger and rage are something that I know very, very well. It is also something I very much enjoy working with. The reason for that, mandatory anger management sessions. Yep, you heard it here. I'm not as perfect as you all may think. Hence the not your average counsellor. So I think what makes me great at what I do is exactly the above, lived experience. I am privileged to work with people every day and make a difference in some way. But honestly, that did come at a price in some ways. So lived experience means that I've been through shit, a lot of it. I don't know why, and I've stopped asking. I just take them as they come and use them to pay for what I learn, basically. Selfless, yes, maybe, but in reality, it's just a way of taking a big piece of shit and rolling it in some glitter. Just enough sparkle to get through. I will be using this podcast to share some of those shit stories in the coming months in order to give you some examples of both a lived experience and a way to move through it, even when it sucks. So back to anger and rage. Let's begin by acknowledging the raw power of both of these emotions. They can take us on a roller coaster ride that affects our relationships, our well-being, and even our sense of self. Now, anyone who's experienced anger and rage knows that they can be absolutely wild ride. We're talking about intense emotions that can lead to erratic behaviors and leave us feeling totally out of control. Self-awareness is the first step. But how many of you could tell me what the exact behaviors are that take you from 1 to 10 on the anger scale? Like, I mean every single thing. That first eye roll, the internal chatter that says, what a fuckwit, even though on the outside you are still smiling. Yes, each and every behavior from 1 to 10. If no, then you are unlikely to become aware of the early signs of anger and rage within ourselves. And even if you do you know what to do with them instead? Identifying these signs can be an absolute game changer. This is something that I work with in session with people every day, any of my clients listening to me will be having a little giggle about the anger grading task, but more specifically in the Me, Myself and I Mastery program. Now, this program has been around for a while, and really it's probably one of my babies. The kids my kids have always felt was the favorite child. I put a lot of time and effort into the Me, Myself and I program because I fucking love the outcomes and seeing people get their own shit and learning how to know who they are, fucking like who they are, and in turn, love who they are. I have run it several times with great success for the participants, and some of these you will hear from in coming episodes. I think what I love about it the most is the way it helps people identify the parts of themselves that they don't necessarily like, aka anger and rage. Because if there's something that society hates more than an angry man, well, it's an angry woman. What shits me about it is that society does not teach us what to do with anger. That anger is not a bad word. It is simply a mismanaged emotion. Now, you guys would have, or if you've listened to me before or you've worked with me personally, you will know that my husband is part of the education department, and he will always come home to me and say, "Hey, what'd you do today?" And I go, "Another day I didn't use fucking algebra, but nobody knows how to manage their anger." Now, is it the responsibility of the education department? Probably not. But you can't teach what you don't know, and we have an entire generation of people, probably generations of them, that seriously have never been taught. So we have got to start not, you know, passing the buck and taking responsibility somewhere to put in place something that can teach our kids a little bit about life skills, not just about academic skills. Anyway, rant over. So, I've helped numerous clients undertake the anger grading task in session. However, in the program, we get to take a peek at where the anger comes from, find out what it wanted to do originally, and finally, how you can embrace that part of yourself with compassion so that you understand what you need to do now. Yes, I know it sounds like I'm talking about it like a little person in itself, but you know what? That's exactly the point. These are parts of ourselves. We don't get angry for no reason. We're just told not to be angry, so we push it into the deepest, darkest recesses, and we just let that shit sit there and fester until, guess what? It comes back up, just like a good vomit. So, what sets off these emotions? Well, honestly, anything can. I often say to people, yes, someone pushed your red button, but it is your red button. They have no idea what they pushed. In fact, they rarely go looking for a particular button. They just start poking around until something blows. The trigger isn't the problem. It's always the response. The greatest power, though, is not only understanding the behaviors that you do, but identifying the patterns that trigger the behaviors. For example, my big bugbear in life is honesty. Now, you would think that would be easy for most people, but you know what? A lot of people really struggle with honesty, not because they are dishonest, but because honesty can annoy people. They might not like what you say, and so you don't say it. Honesty can hurt people, and you don't want to hurt someone, so you just don't say what you want. It's easy to justify that as kind and empathetic, but when we can be dishonest and with others, we can easily be dishonest with ourselves. Now, instead of saying no when we don't want to do something, we start saying yes. Dishonest with them and dishonest with yourself. Hello, people pleaser. I know you are out there because you tend to come in to see me. But if we started to delve a little deeper into why you aren't honest, you might find that when you were honest, you were punished for being rude or disrespectful. Now, your red button is not so much about pleasing people, but about survival. Don't reject me. I won't say anything if you don't reject me. Your red button is fear of rejection. No one went looking for that, and neither did you. I am on the other end of that scale. I tell people in my life the honest truth. And guess what? While they often admire it, they can very often struggle with it. But I learnt that my honesty is actually a little red button of its own. You see, I grew up in a house where there was a lot of don't tell the kids. In fact, I came home once at 17 and found my mum packing a bag. She said she had to go to hospital for a small operation. She went in for that operation. She had it, and it was 2 days later that I was told that she actually had breast cancer and had a breast removed. And even then, it was my aunt who told me. Now, my red button is a fear of loss. And if you don't, or if I don't tell you what I think, then I'm afraid I won't get another chance. And guess what? It looks like absolute anger and rage. If I think you haven't told me something, or I don't get to tell you. This is the real power in identifying our patterns. And it's something that we totally get to uncover in the Me, Myself, and I Mastery program. And my clients absolutely loved that part of the program. And I know that if you spoke to any of them, they would say, we were shit scared when we signed up to this crazy lady, but finding out those bits about ourselves and where they came from were the funnest part, even though it probably wasn't one of the easiest parts. Now, unmanaged anger and rage take its toll on our mental and physical health, as well as our relationships and with our loved ones. It's not about suppressing anger. It's about expressing it in a healthy way. All those behaviors I help people become aware of, they get to assess. Are they helping me or are they hindering me? This way, you get to change them for something that is much more healthy ways to express that anger. You can't change what you are not aware of. Managing anger and rage can be a catalyst for fast-tracked personal growth, leading to greater self-awareness and emotional intelligence, which will transform you in the process. When anger and rage start to significantly impact your life, seeking professional support or therapy is invaluable, and it's something that I encourage people not to hesitate on when it comes to their well-being. Self-compassion and self-care are like your secret weapons when it comes to handling intense emotions and finding the sweet spot of emotional balance, right? So self-care involves consciously taking time for yourself to nurture your body, mind, and spirit. It means recognizing your own needs and boundaries and making sure you prioritize them. Self-compassion, on the other hand, is the practice of treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend. We often get them confused, and then we would reject one almost completely, because I know a heap of people into self-care, but very few who will treat themselves with the same kindness that they treat somebody else. That is self-compassion. It means acknowledging your imperfections and mistakes without that self-criticism and replacing judgment with empathy. So, together with both self-care and compassion, you really create a powerful synergy or connection, helping you build resilience and reduce stress and foster a really good sense of well-being across the board for your, you know, your external life and your internal life. Sometimes we all need a little support and help to find our inner zen. It helps to know you are not alone in the intensity of anger and that it isn't as icky as you may think. And quite frankly, I love it. So, thank you for joining me on this episode of Not Your Average Counselor. I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye. Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate and review this show. Your feedback goes a long way in assisting others to discover this info. So help me continue to help more people by providing your input. And while you're at it, don't stop there. Share this podcast with your friends, family, and on your social media. don't forget to tag me at @vvincytherapist. Also, I love hearing your feedback and takeaways, so DM me. My inbox is always open. If you're interested in hearing more about the Me, Myself and I Mastery Program 2.0, I'm currently putting the final touches on it. The waitlist is open, so when all will be revealed, you will be the first to know all the deets, and by being on the waitlist, you get access to a significant discount as well. So if you are at all interested, put yourself on the waitlist. It really is a high-touch, high-impact experience, and to ensure that it remains that way, I cap participant numbers. More info in the show notes. Thanks again. Have a good one.